And welcome back to this edition of the Penalty Spot. And today, just to let you know that we have a shortened edition of the program coming up just at 7 o'clock. We have the national broadcast by Prime Minister Mia Mottley, so we'll be just about 40 minutes or so of the program. So we're going to dive right into it, Nick. And what a weekend of the Coca-Cola Premier League. Some results that I'm sure no one predicted. Let's go back to Saturday quickly and run those results from Saturday. We had the Saturday games, let's see, at 5 o'clock. We had UWI Blackbirds and Notre Dame playing to a 2-2 draw. Then we had at 7, it was Silver Sands defeating Britons Hill. And the 9 o'clock encounter, the biggest upset of the weekend, I would say. Mm-hmm. We had St. Andrew Lions, a team that had not yet recorded a win for the season. And then Weymouth Wales, their first defeat of the season. Shamar Edwards, we had Ray Snag in the 5th minute, Romario Harewood in the 10th. Then the St. Andrew Lions responded with a double strike from Shamar Edwards in the 40th and 49th minute. And that made it 2-2 before Ethan Gibson scored the winner in the 87th. Before we get to Sunday, Nick, let's look back at those games on Saturday. And I'm sure some results there no one predicted.
Yeah, for sure. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, listeners. And let's start with that first result, UE versus Notre Dame. I thought that Notre Dame were the, I don't want to just say the better of the two teams. They were just the more believable. You could see that from their performance that they wanted to win and they wanted to do their best over UE, who have been flattering to deceive in recent weeks. But with Nell Reed-Steven in the team, and he's been scoring, I think, for the 5 games consecutively. So they have that danger man in there. But I think Dame's approached that game with a bit more seriousness than UE. But it's unfortunate for Dame's that they had to share the points with UE, because I think that they were pretty good. And UE, to their credit, have shown a lot of resiliency in past weeks, almost getting 3 points against Paradise last week. So I think that it would be, for Dame's, they would consider it 2 points dropped, but for UE, it is 1 point gained after they would consider 2 points dropped against Paradise the week before. Silver Sands and Britons Hill are two teams that are struggling quite a bit, and both teams know their situation. They know that 4 teams are going to be relegated this season, so there's very little room for error, but both of them have been quite unlucky this season, and I think Silver Sands did well to hold on to the clean sheet, first of all, and to hold on to the 3 points against Britons Hill. And I don't think that the rivalry between these two teams is going to end there, because of course, there are dangerous positions in the table. But it's good for Silver Sands to get that first victory over Britons Hill. And of course, they have to play again this season. So it's going to be interesting, that relegation battle. And another team that I thought was going to be drawn into the relegation battle was St. Andrew Lions. And as you said, that game especially was a really great upset, because it was Lions' first win and Wales' first loss of the season as well. So it was, when you look at it on paper, even before the game kicked off, you wouldn't have expected Lions to get that victory over Wales, simply because of the disparity in form between the two teams. But I think Wales on the night were a little unlucky. They scored 2 early goals, which seemed to be a customary Wales thing. And then got Ramar Miller. He went off injured. And then while he was off the field, they conceded the first goal. Then Kemar Bartlett got injured in the 49th minute, just after halftime. And while he was off, they conceded another goal. Mm-hmm. And during that whole melee, Bagger Williams, Mario Williams, he got sent off by referee Norman Graves. So that really compounded matters for Wales. And then credit to Lions, though. They really pushed on, and they were really backed by their supporters in the stands. You know, the St. Andrew posse comes out.
That's right.
Every time the Lions play, without fail. And they really, you know, you talk about the 12th man, they really helped that ball into the net for the third goal when he crossed to his teammate for him to score the winner. And then Liam Brathwaite got sent off in stoppage time, well, in the late minutes of the game. So that really confirmed for everyone in attendance that Wales had lost the plot, certainly on Saturday. But I would say it was quite unlucky, that result. So maybe without Miller, for sure, without Liam Brathwaite and Williams for the next game. So I'm sure that Coach Jilts will do some reshuffling for them to get back on winning terms.
I mean, we knew at some point Wales were going to drop points.
Yeah, yes, of
at
course.
Some point, but I'm sure not too many of the fans expected it would have happened against the St. Andrew Lions. It makes that table really interesting. But let's shift to Sunday, and the BDF Sports Program ensured that they were not among the teams to be upset with easy win over Wharton. Then we had Deacons. This has to be an upset. The Division One champs from last year defeating Ellerton, who's not been themselves. The Capelli Cup finalists really not been playing like the team that we saw last season. And the nightcap game saw the Empire team. Everyone was talking about this being the big game on Super Sunday.
Yep.
And Empire holding on for a 2-1 win over Paradise. That has certainly kind of shake up the table a little bit. And we're going to get to the points a bit. But your comments on Sunday's encounters?
Well, Sunday's encounters, I think, went according to plan and according to form. I think if you had guessed on the results of Sunday's games by looking at the recent form of the teams, you would have gotten it correct, except for maybe the nightcap. But I think BDF, they strolled to that victory over Wharton. Credit to Wharton, though, they have in recent weeks found more than one talisman in that team. I see Rajon Hawksworth, Khalil Gill, of course, Darian King when he's available, Rico Sass-Baptiste. They have more than one person who's capable of taking the game by the scruff of the neck. And even though they were defeated by a superior team, I still am very confident that Wharton can stay up in the top division this season. But they have to remain consistent to a degree. I think that on Sunday, they were more so overpowered. But I think the teams that are around them, such as Wharton and Ellerton and these teams, I think that they can get points from those teams, but just faced a more superior unit in BDF on Sunday. And then with the game with Deacons and Ellerton, Ellerton picked up their first win of the season just a week ago, but their form has been a bit scattered here and there. I don't think that their form, as you said, has really lived up to the hype and lived up to what we know.
You're being kind to them, Nick.
Yeah, I have to be kind.
I think the form has been poor.
There was a lot of promise in Ellerton because after the great performance in the Capelli Cup, and they recruited a lot of players. Dario Harewood came over as well from Paradise, and a lot of guys returned to Ellerton, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I really had a lot of much higher hopes for them this season. But of course, we're only 7 games in, just about a third of the way gone. So I think Ellerton can stave off the drop, but they have to improve results and improve results quickly, because teams like Wharton and Deacons, who have just been promoted, and especially Lions, who are now maybe kicking in a gear, those are the teams in and around them that they have to stave off the challenges of. And then the nightcap game between Empire and Paradise, I don't want to say that I expected Empire to beat Paradise. I just expected Paradise maybe to struggle against Empire if they had got their defensive organization down pat. Because as much as we may lament his defensive record, Omar Primus is one of the best centre-backs that we have in Barbados, mm-hmm. technique-wise, experience-wise. But it's just, you know, his reputation precedes him sometimes. And I think the only blemish on his game on Sunday was that red card for a dissent late on. But he didn't put a foot wrong at all against Paradise, and limited strikers like Shaquille Henry and Armando Lashley to just pot shots and barely anything on goal. Even Mario Hart's really struggled to create chances. So I think Paradise, they need to go back to the drawing board and really see what is their best 11. How can they get the best out of players like Hart and Henry and Lashley? And I think Lashley is the one who, for me, over recent seasons, has really confused me in terms of what is his real position, what is his real role in the Paradise team. When Paradise are playing well and flowing well, he looks great because he just floats all over the field and picks up a free position, him and Elijah Downey. But when Paradise don't look so good, when they look ordinary, you then wonder where's the contribution mm-hmm. from players like Downey, players like Lashley. Is Lashley a centre forward? Is he a winger? Downey, is he an attacking midfielder? Is he a winger? Central attacking midfielder, that is. Is he a winger? So these things need to be ironed out by Paradise and ironed out by Coach Cablain. And with his experience, I expect Paradise to bounce back before the season's end.
Before we get to the points table, your team of the weekend.
Oh, yes. You see, I prepared this, you know. I wasn't sure if you were going to call on me to prepare.
I'm going
this.
There early.
Okay, well, in no real order, I've selected 11 players, 4 defenders, 3 midfielders, and 3 attackers. My goalkeeper is Saheka Duke from the Barbados Defence Force Sports Program because of such the easy game that they had against Wotton. My four defenders, I have Hashim Brewster from Empire, Donovan Levine, and Javon Taylor from St. Andrew Lions, and Damian Harrison from UWE. I thought he was pretty good against the likes of Zico Edmi and Kyle Papa, Kyle Gibson. Then in midfield, I have Green. That is Jabbar Green from Empire. Luciano Signo as well. He's been good for the last four games or so. Yeah, he's scored, even from the penalty spot.
Improving in every game.
Very much so. And he deserves a spot in this team now. And Tremaine Cobham as well from Dames. He scored a great goal against his former club, UE. And I kind of give him my selection in the team of the week because of his sportsmanship. When he scored against his former club, UE, just raised his hands and walked away. So that you know, I love to see sportsmanship and sentiment in football. So I gave him a bit more rating because of that. And then up front, I have Nicholas Best from BDF. He scored twice in that game against Wotton. Shamar Edwards, I think if we have to select a player of the week, it would be Shamar Edwards with two goals and an assist for Lions in that spectacular win over Wales. And then on the left wing, I would put Abiola Grant simply because it was a real mature performance from him against Paradise. I saw him squaring up against Shaquille Henry and those forwards. And it's not that I like the violence or the roughness in football. You just love to see when players are 100% committed and just are on the pitch fighting for their teammates. And I think Grant exemplified that fighting spirit from Empire this weekend. And they obviously got a deserved 3 points. So those are my 11 players. So here, Kaduk, Javon Taylor, Donovan Levine, Damian Harrison, Hashim Brewster, Jabbar Green, Luciano Signo, Tremaine Cobham, Nicholas Best, Shamar Buju Edwards, and Abiola Grant. Let's see what Trevor says about that. I'm sure Trevor's listening.
So yeah, for sure. We're going to hear about him on that. And also he's going to, we can certainly get to him in the Old Boys League. Let's quickly give you the points table in the Coca-Cola Premiership. Let's start at the bottom in 12th position, Britainsville. They have played 7 matches. They've just won the one game, 2 draws. They've been beaten 4 times and on 5 points. In 11th position, just above them, Silver Sands. They've also played 7 games. They've had 2 wins. And they had the biggest win over the weekend and they're on 6 points. In 10th position, Deacons, the Division 1 champs. They have played 6 games. They've had 2 wins on 7 points. We have quite a few teams on 7 points. In 9th position, the Lions also on 7 points from 7 games with just 1 win. Blackbirds in that company also with 7 games, 1 win, 7 points. The Ellerton Club also on 7 points. They've played 6 games. They've also had just the 1 win for the season. And they've had quite a few losses, just like Blackbirds. They've been beaten on 4 occasions. Well, Blackbirds have won twice. Ellerton have lost twice. The Ellerton Club, they've lost on 1 occasion, which would have been this weekend. Above them in 6th position, we have Wotton from 6 games. They have 9 points. They've won on 3 occasions. That's one of the teams coming up from last season. Empire Club, after their win last night, they've moved up to 10 points. From 7 games, they've now recorded their 3rd win, the top 4 in the league. Notre Dame, with that draw, they've now played 7. They've won 3. They're on 11 points. Also on 11 points, just above them at a better goal difference would be Paradise, who led the league at 1 point. 7 games, they've won 3. They have lost, they've drawn 2, lost 2. 11 points, as I said. And the top 2, BDF Sports Program, with the big win over the weekend. They are now on 12 points from 6 games. They have won 3. They have drawn 3. They've yet to be beaten. The only team now in the league with an unbeaten record. And Weymouth Wales still sitting at the top of the table with a 4-point cushion from their 7 games, despite the defeat over the weekend, which would have been their first. They've played 7 games. They've won 5 occasions. They've drawn 1. They've lost 1. 16 points. Goals for 16, along with BDS Sports Program, the leading teams in terms of goals for. They've Wales just given up the 8 and BDF 8 goal difference. Wales of 12 and BDS Sports Program of 8. So the Wales leads the table still with a 4-point cushion. Pretty comfortable there. BDF moving into second position. Paradise slipping a bit. They have slipped back down to third position. So we'll have a bit more on the Premiership as we continue. But just to remind you, this is the penalty spot. in association with Coca-Cola.
Alternate between Coca-Cola Original Taste and No Sugar and multiply your moments. Enjoy more nights out with friends. More family dinners. More football games. More movie plans. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
And welcome back to Penalty Spot in association with Coca-Cola. And taking a quick peek at the upcoming fixtures in the Coca-Cola Premiership. And I'm seeing here listed on the website the next set of games scheduled April 4th. And that's Saturday, April 4th. We have Britain Seal against St. Andrew Lions, Deacons and Paradise at 7, Silver Sands and Blackbirds at 9. And on the Sunday, the 5th, we have Watton and Notre Dame. Empire will play Ellerton. Should be an interesting encounter. And the big one on that weekend, Weymouth Wales up against BDF Sports Program. That's a top of the table clash. Wow, that's going to be a big one. I believe we have the president of the Barbados Football Association, Randy Harris, has just joined us. Good evening, Randy.
Good evening, Paul. Good evening to everybody in the studio.
And welcome once again to Penalty Spot. Of course, we are moving quickly this evening. We have an early finish to the program today because of the national broadcast by the Prime Minister at 7. And Randy, all the talk has been the postponement of the games in CONCACAF, suspended the competitions and the games. The senior men's team, we were all looking forward to that big game against Guyana. And the BDF, of course, playing in the CONCACAF Caribbean Cup Shield. Could you shed some more light on those decisions?
Well, CONCACAF, in their wisdom, has postponed all of the regional and international competition. And that has been mainly because most of the countries have had a case or two of the COVID-19. Of course, the health of the players and officials are paramount important. And I think Barbados is in a good place. We have a little bit more time to get our act together. We are trying to see if we can get some additional help from some professional players. And we are working on that assiduously. So I think that, everything works out for the best.
I am just getting a release here from the association with respect to some of the changes made, and it says matches in the Premier League, Coca-Cola Premier League, previously scheduled will be moved forward by 2 weeks. And that means that on Friday, we have Watton and Notre Dame at 7. Then we have a triple header on Saturday, Britain Seal, St. Andrew Lions, Deacons and Paradise, Silver Sands and Blackbirds. And then on the Monday, the 23rd, we have Empire and Ellerton. And at 9, Weymouth Wales and the BDF Sports Program. So you've had to make a few shifts to the league itself.
Yes. What had happened is our technical department had asked us give us a break, give them a break from the 15th. So that they can do their last-minute preparation for the game that was scheduled on the 26th. So we, in truth and in fact, we would have had 2 weekends where we wouldn't have been playing football. So now that the schedule has been suspended for now, we were able to bring forward those games. As you know, it is very important that we use whatever time in our comfortable position at this time to get some of our matches played.
I know the situation is fluid. You don't know what happens from one day to the next, but I'm sure that you're also keeping your eyes on that in terms of contingencies.
Yes, well, we really had held a crisis management meeting early last week. And we have looked at a number of things. However, we're going to be guided by our Ministry of Education and our government as to whether, we should suspend our season for for any reason. But at the moment, we are confident that we can get some of our matches off. And we are hoping that we would stay in this great position that we are in at the moment. Of course, you know, anything can happen, as you say, from day to day. So we are playing it by ear. And once there's any threat to our football fraternity, our fans and supporters, we would do what is necessary in that condition.
Someone stated today that it seems that Barbados is the only place now that you can watch football.
Well, I think there are a couple other places that have not been touched by the virus in the Caribbean, one or two. And but, of course, we are lucky, and I hope that it will remain so.
Randy, I'm going to shift gears a little bit with you. I know you also have the BFA elections upcoming. And the largest signed for center. What's the date again? Is it the 22nd?
The 22nd, which is Sunday.
Right, on so Sunday.
That is why there's no football schedule for Sunday.
Right.
You say the BFA election. It sounds a bit political to me. But it is really the annual general meeting. And
election.
And the four-year term is up. And the election is... one of the items on the agenda.
I'm seeing a headline here in the paper, Randy. Ex-player upset with BFA.
Yeah,
planning to take the BFA to the law courts.
You know, that is a right. Of course, it is not the best avenue that can be taken. And I think I am in the best position to mention that.
Mm-hmm. his comment is on the nomination process, the Turk calling it unfair.
Yeah, well, I don't want to comment on it. The BFA has its statute and its rule and its rules. And, you know, the board believes that it is on good ground.
Okay, Randy. So once again, let us remind the fans that football is continuing, and we have action on Friday at the Turf, Watton and the Dames. Saturday, we have three games on. Britain's Hill Lions, Deacons will play Paradise, Silver Sands and UWA Blackbirds. And then Monday, the 23rd, Empire. Those are two big games, Randy, Empire and Ellerton. And the top of the table clash between Wales and BDS Sports Program. Quick word, your thoughts on what you've been seeing so far in Lee.
Well, I am quite happy with what I've been seeing. You can attest that we have seen a number of very youthful players come into the fore in all 12 teams. I mean, some of the names that you're calling are not yet 19. And I think this augurs well for the future of our game and its development. And it is now time that our future Trident's program are now bearing fruit. And when that happens, I am a very, very happy person, because it means that we are developing the future of our game in Barbados.
Okay, Randy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that's the BFA President, Randy Harris, bringing us up to date on some of the upcoming developments. Let's remind you that this is the Penalty Spot in association with Coca-Cola.
Alternate between Coca-Cola Original Taste and No Sugar and multiply your moments. Enjoy more nights out with friends. More family dinners. More football games. More movie plans. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
And welcome back to Penalty Spot, of course, in association with the Barbados Football Association and the Coca-Cola. Let me quickly remind you of those games once again, upcoming in the BFA Coca-Cola Premier League on Friday, March 20th, Watton and Notre Dame. On Saturday, March 21st at 5, it's Britain Seal and the Lions. So at 7, it's Deacons and Paradise. 9 o'clock, Silver Sands and UWI Blackbirds. Then on Monday, March 23rd, of course, elections will be held on the 22nd. Empire against Ayrton at 7. And at 9, the big one, Wales and BDF Sports Program. I told you earlier that the coronavirus has also forced the postponement of the college showcase. You've combined, you'd have heard a bit about that 2 weeks ago right here, scheduled for March 30th to April 3rd in Barbados, to be hosted by the St. Leonard's boys football team. The team has now been officially informed that the coaches have been advised not to travel unless necessary. We have a comment on it from the man behind it in Washington, Justin Reed. Let's hear what he has to say about the showcase, the college showcase, which was scheduled for Barbados.
Good day, everyone. In light of the recent global developments regarding the coronavirus, the college showcase youth combine scheduled for March 30th to April 3rd, hosted by the St. Leonard boys football team, has been postponed. The team has been officially informed that the 5 invited coaches have been advised not to travel unless necessary. Further, the National Collegiate Athletic Association has halted in-person recruiting through April 15th. We support these measures as they are in the best interest of all concerned. As this is a dynamic situation, we cannot say definitively at this time when the event can be rescheduled. Tentatively, we are looking towards late April or May. We are in consultation with the coaches and the Barbados Embassy in Washington, D.C., which has been facilitating the event. We will keep the public updated as we have more information.
So that's the voice of Justin Reed, the man who was bringing the coaches over to Barbados for the college showcase, which was scheduled for March 30th to April 3rd. So because of the problems in the U.S. with the coronavirus, the showcase has been postponed. Let's hope at some point that we can get that going again. We have Trevor Thorne now joining us. Good evening, Trevor.
Hey, with every single kick, free kick, set play, dead ball situation, volley, half volley, goal. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
best intro in football.
I understand you got Nick inside there. I think I need to patent that.
I won't steal it from you.
I'm hearing utterances from other places, but this is the original one.
That's the original.
Yeah. That's right. Created it.
Yeah, we under some heavy manners this evening.
Yep.
Just have a few moments left. We probably have another.
You want me cut to the chase?
9 minutes. Yes. Who are we dealing with first? Old Boys League.
I want to dispute that starting 11 first of all.
Oh, I'm sure you would have.
let me say before we Sahida Duke from BDF. That one, I give him a tick on that one. I tossed out some of that back line because I believe that Troy Johnson from Silver Sands should get a slot in this one.
Okay.
Silver Sands getting a victory, and Johnson was instrumental. He was number 10. For some reason, he sits at a wing-back position and orchestrates the play from there. That's him. Troy Johnson, for me, goes in there. I let go Hashim Brewster. I think Troy Johnson was better than Brewster. So that's my number one. I've also crossed out Damian Harrison, and I've replaced him with Denico Watson, the 17-year-old former St. Leonard's man, and now goes to UE, plays for Deacons. Deacons with a victory again as well, so you know, we're tossing it around, but I'm giving you based on what I saw as results and where the guys are playing. I've included Javon Taylor for Lions and Donovan Levine. I'm sure you'll be pleased about that, sir.
Yes, please. Thank you.
So that's your back four there. Yeah. In the midfield, I didn't include Green. I put Zachary Brown, who was here, there, and everywhere for Empire last night.
I would take
that. Against Paradise. Luciano Signo, the 31-year-old Argentinian. Another brilliant game again. Superb. When it comes to finishing as well, all lots of trouble. And, of course, he's the engineer of the Empire attack as well, so he's there. I took out Tremaine Cobham. He was pretty good, but for the second week running, Shaquan Haynes from Deacons, the 18-year-old that slotted home and made sure of the victory for Deacons. And, you know, points are very important. So I let Cobham bow out just a bit, but Haynes is my man for 2 weeks straight, running brilliantly. Nicholas Best, I agreed with that. I think you had him from the BDS Sports Program. And I got rid of Albiola because, to me, he's not as consistent as he should be. Had a gilt edge chance and he missed it as well. But then again, if you replace him with a man with another brilliant left foot, a bit older, and all the way from Vincent and the Grenadines, Emerald George had an excellent game on Saturday night. Also took Wales apart a couple of times and scored the winning goal. So for me, George's got to be the man. There goes my phone. That's all the way from the US. We can't take that one right now. Get rid of that one for now. Hold on a second there. And the final man, the man of the day, the man of the hour, is Shamar Edwards. Bullet header, number one. And then the finish to polish off Wales. Sorry about that, Weymouth Wales, the green machine. But Edwards was so good on the night. And he is my player of the week, by the way, as well. That's my 11. So we agree to disagree. And I brought my stats to show that. What I replaced your men with, I think my men were just as good as yours, Nicholas.
Okay, I can live with that. You know, of course, I can live with your team. We agree on Shamar Edwards, so I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied with that? Good. Okay, we're going to put that one over to the BFA. Edwards will be the shining light for the week.
We're moving quickly along, old boys.
Into those 2020 over 40s Old Boys League Football Invitational Tournament, better known as 2020 OBL Fit. That's the easiest way to say it. Sponsored by Info Equipment Rentals, Garcia Scrum, and Link Run Patch. Victories for Royalty over Bayland Masters. You know, Bayland Masters is defending league and knockout champions, were beaten by a brace of goals from a former national again. Jerry Alexander scored his 10th and 11th goals on 9 and 55 minutes to take out Bayland Masters. North Base also got on the act, beat Pride of Gold Hill and knocked them off the props for the plate. So Gold Hill are gone. It's now a battle between North Base FC and Wanderers. And that game goes down this weekend coming as well. So that's the battle for the plate, and that one will be played at 3:30 at Carlton. Wanderers versus North Bay. Whoever wins that will end up winning the plate side of the trophy. The other games continue because they are much more. There are 5 teams involved in the championship stage of it, and Royalty will now come up against Mavericks at 4:45. Those games are going to play side by side at Carlton because we have 2 pitches marked out. And the other game would be the Diamond Park versus Carlton ATP. All these matches now matter because whoever wins these have a real chance at and a real shout at winning the league title. They're really behind that at 5:45 at Carlton. There will be knockout draw. So you can come down to watch the games. As soon as the games are over, we'll do the knockout draw. And the knockout will come in another 2 weeks' time. So you need to know, folks will need to know who they're playing against in the knockout within a couple of weeks. So all Masters down to Carlton early, 3:30, 4:45, then head straight to the turf. For any other football that there is on the BFA side of things as well. Anything else, Paul?
Okay, I think we have to run away there. Time is getting very small.
Right,
thank you very much, Trevor Thorne.
OUT out. Thank you.
Well, he not only now has the best intro, he has the best backup. That's Trevor Thorne with the giving us his team of the week and also some updates on the Old Boys League. And we're coming quickly to the end of the program today. We're hoping that we could have gotten you some updates on the Coca-Cola Schools Football League. We may not be able to do that. We're also hoping to hear from Keith Griffith. We probably have to do that next week. And we can probably take the last few minutes, Nick, to preview some of the upcoming games. So let me give you that release from the Barbados Football Association once again. It's adjustments to Coca-Cola Premier League fixtures. It says, due to health concerns, CONCACAF has suspended the games between Barbados and Guyana slated for between March 26 and 31st in the road to the Gold Cup qualifiers. As a result of this, the Coca-Cola Premier League break, which was originally scheduled for this period, will be cancelled. All matches in the Coca-Cola Premier League previously scheduled will be moved forward by 2 weeks. And you need to take note of the upcoming schedule. Let's start on the Friday quickly, Nick. Watton and Notre Dame at 7.
Watton and Dames is going to be a good game. I think that Watton have the quality to beat Dames, but Dames can be, once they get Carl Joseph and Zico Edmi and these guys in a good mood, I think that they can get the point. So it'll be a very close one, but I think that Dames will edge it.
And let's move quickly. I think we have about 60 seconds left. Let's go right down to the Saturday games. We'll just pull 2 games out from the rest of them. Let's see Deacon's Paradise.
Deacon's Paradise is 2 teams very equally matched as well, but I think that Paradise will be eager to get back to winning ways and should come out and get a victory.
Empire Ellerton.
Same thing again, but I think Empire have the better defence right now, and defence wins matches more so than goals, well, in this case, so I think Empire can get it.
And then the big one, Weymouth Wales against BDF Sports Programme, number 1 and number 2.
Coming into it, I think it's going to draw because Wales don't want to lose and BDF are in a real good way right now and don't want to lose their winning streak either. So it could be a tie.
So those two games, Empire Ellerton and Weymouth Wales BDS West program scheduled for Monday, March 23rd. That has been our program for today, a bit shorter than usual because of the upcoming national broadcast by the Prime Minister. Penalty Spot in association with Coca-Cola.